Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the show. Great to have you with us. And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ah, yes. Need to stock up for the weekend. No question about it. Whether you're tailgating or whether you're just going to sit back and watch games on the TV and enjoy. You have high school football tonight, including Shikellamy-Shamokin. You also have Penn State, Ohio State tomorrow night, a bevy of games surrounding that as well. NFL Sunday coming up as well, plus Monday Night Football. Oh, and the World Series going on between the Red Sox and the Cardinals from Busch Stadium this weekend. So that's why you go to Brewers Outlet. You're talking about the best in beverages. What a selection. Did I mention beer? And also the best in snacks, a wide variety, pickle bar, hot, fresh roasted peanuts. And I, of course, reside here at the Chateau. But we're not just any old Chateau. We are a Chateau with a broadcast studio. The Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwood's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The 14s run the lot. Spectacular. And a sales staff that is second to none. We welcome in Kevin Herr, who right now is excited about Shikellamy and Shamokin tonight.
Absolutely.
Trap game.
You know, I wasn't going to say that. I was not going to call it a trap game. I thought about it, but I wasn't going to call it a trap game. You and Coach Hort hate that term.
Yes, I do.
But you know, it's one of those games that you should win, and if you don't win it, it costs you an awful lot, especially in the district point standings. So, what would you call it if you don't use trap game?
What would I call it? High school football game on October 25th. All right.
I knew I shouldn't have asked.
That's what I call it. Yeah, a lot of these things are, I think we try to put labels on what it is. What is this week's game? Well, it's a college football game. It's Penn State, Ohio State rivalry. Well, how does Penn State on the road match up with this great talent Ohio State has on the field, the schemes and so forth, different styles? It's fun. There should never be a bye week in October, ever. Firmly believe that. And here it is tonight, big high school football. And Kevin, you have a choice. You would have a choice of some great high school football across the area if you were somebody who just loved games.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. I always get asked, what game would you go to if you could go to any game? And this week, there's about four. I mean, including Selins Grove, Mount Carmel. I would consider really going to Loyal Sock Lewisburg. I think that could be a very, very entertaining game. Costiola of Lewisburg, the quarterback there, and Datris in Loyal Sock. I think that's a fun matchup between those two quarterbacks to watch them play football. Datris just does everything very, very well, runs and throws the ball. And Costi has really run the ball well this year when they've had to in basically a four wide out set with a single setback. So, yeah, that would be one of those games that I would look at, too. October is a really fun week in football. And I know I say I like August, but October is probably number two.
You know what makes October interesting compared to August?
All right, I'll open the door. What?
They're actually games.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
Right. What? You want to sit back and go, I'm anticipating. I want to be there.
Well, October's fun if you're in the hunt, but if you're not in the hunt, August was more interesting.
Hey, if you're not in the hunt, in all honesty, hey, I'm going to go back to when I played. You know, leather helmets, no face mask. Back when I played, I was on my senior year, we were very, very good. My junior year, we should have been better. We ended up, I think, 4-5-1. Yet, the games in October, early, and into November, because we played the Thanksgiving Day, We play the Thanksgiving Day game. The game's in November. We didn't think about our record. We thought about winning that day, and we're excited about trying to win that day. I think what happens is that we, in the media, assign so much attention to the top of the standings and what could happen with the playoffs and so forth, that we also at the same time forget that there's still a level of excitement for the people that are playing because they love playing the game. The kids at Shamokin, for example, unfortunately have not won a game this year. But I'm telling you right now that if they feel the same way I felt when I played, they are so excited about tonight's game because they know there are only so many opportunities in their lifetime to play high school football.
And you know Coach Israel right now is going, listen, we have a two-game playoff this year. Week 9 and Week 10, that's your playoff games.
I guess. You know, to me, there's just a pure, genuine excitement. I don't think in high school, and I don't think in college even, you play out the string. I think that's more of a product of the professional ranks.
Get to a
certain point, you're like, oh, great, you know, whatever. But I think that when you look at, let's take, for example, Shamokin. Okay? On varsity, 30 Friday nights in your career, but the only 30 Friday nights you're ever going to play high school football.
That's a great point.
Out of the thousands of days in your life, and there are thousands of days in your life, at least I hope there are, you get 30 of those Friday nights, maybe 20 if it's only your junior and senior year. So you get 20. That's why you see the effort, the love of the game, that it means something. Oh, you know what? You know, while we're talking about, gee, Danville could be a number one seed and so forth, I can tell you that the teams that, quote, have literally, that we, the media, assigned to have nothing to play for, do have something to play for. They only get 20 opportunities in their life to do this.
Can you do me a favor? Can you dial my kid's cell phone right before kickoff and say that same speech to him?
Well,
that's motivating. I'm ready to go out and play.
But that's what I think this is in life. You know, I told the freshmen here at Penn State, the freshmen, when I spoke to them about being at Beaver Stadium, and I said, you only are going to have 28 opportunities in your lifetime to sit in Beaver Stadium in the student section out of the thousands of days of your life. I said, get there. Be early, relish it, enjoy it, be a part of it, and you're going to remember it the rest of your life. And that's what I see in high school football. You're going to get 20 opportunities in your lifetime to go out there and represent your school, represent your town, put on a helmet that has a symbol on it that means something to your town and to your school, and a jersey that means something, and something that means something very personal to you. And there's going to come a point when you're 19 years old and you're no longer going to be able to play. And when you can't play, you're going to look back and wish that you gave it everything you had on those 20 Friday nights, because you're going to look back later on, it's going to be some of the best days of your life.
Okay, you're on for the rest of the show on your own, because I got to go write my open now. I'm inspired. That may be my open now.
Steal away if you wish. I'm not going to use that tomorrow night. I'll probably just say, hi, we're here in Columbus. Let's see what the Nittany Lions can do against fourth-ranked Ohio State.
How's that different than any other night?
You have to remember that I have this theory about the game.
I know.
That after you do the open, there's still about 3.5 to 4 hours of game to go.
I know.
And what's the most important part of the game?
The open.
The game.
Oh, my mistake. Maybe for you.
We're going to talk with Brittany Griswack in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little fantasy football later. Corey Geiger is going to join us here on the show as well. We've got a lot going on today, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. Lauren Crispell, Penn State Sports Network, sideline reporter, talking about what it's like to work the sidelines when you can barely hear anybody, including yourself. We'll talk to him as well. But first of all, On this day, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, it's time now for Inside Penn State Athletics with John Urschel today, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
It's almost Halloween, but Sunbury Motors won't pull any tricks. They'll just give you a big treat. Sunbury Motors has over 400 new Fords clearly marked with the lowest prices of the year. Hunting season is upon us, and get ready with a new Ford truck. Pick from over 100 new Ford F-150 trucks with 4x4 super cabs starting at $27,989 and regular cabs from just $19,979. Sunbury Motors has 53 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $20,980. SFC is the area's only electrification dealer. Save up to $10,000 on C-Max and Fusion Energy vehicles that get up to an equivalent of 100 MPGs. Payments on these vehicles start under $300 a month with no money down. There's also 0% financing available on most new Fords. Don't be spooked by other dealers. Come into Sunbury Motors during this huge fall sales event. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly serving Central PA since 1915.
Welcome back on this Friday, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And the Penn State field hockey team has not lost in 47 days. Brittany Griswack, for the fourth time this season, named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. They're playing Iowa tonight in Iowa City. Brittany Griswack joins us. She made a phenomenal play. Allie Ahern had a chance in the seventh minute against Michigan State to win it. Britt, pick up the story from there.
It's actually funny because everyone's like so focused on that play, but right before that, she had just beat me, and then she continued to circle beat Kylie. So I was all angry. I had just gotten beat. And so that's why I hustled back so hard, and I was able to make that diving play there.
I mean, in order to do this, I mean, this is a great game. It's such a fast game now, the way it's played. For you, what really in your lifetime, developing the defensive skills, who really helped you along the way in developing the defensive skills that you have? And that's a very tough sport to play defense in.
Honestly, I'd have to say Shar, the Penn State coach with that. I was a midfielder in high school all the way up to, and even my freshman year here. So yeah. Really just working with Shar and the rest of the coaches here, they pretty much turned me into a defender.
You played a very tough schedule early. You've now gone through a period of time of 45 days since you've lost. Did that early schedule then fuel what was seen the last 45 days?
Yeah, definitely. All of us love opening up with such a tough schedule. You know, it gives us something to work for during preseason. You know, we got a big opening weekend. And, you know, it really tests our skills early in the season. And, you know, even with the losses, we can build from there.
Next, it's going to be a trip to Iowa City to take on Iowa. Big matchup for you on Friday, beginning at 3 o'clock. The brief scouting report on them, what you need to be aware of, and then you get UC Davis on Saturday there.
We've been working this week in practice. Like you said, just scouting, watching some film. They play a very similar game to us, which is what makes it such a challenging game. They match up very well with us, and we match up very well with them. So it's always a competitive game every year, and I'm anticipating the same game this year.
How tough is it to play on back-to-back days, especially when the second opponent is one you don't have a lot of familiarity with?
It's tough, you know, with getting tired on the legs and everything, but you know, late in the season, we're all pretty much at our best endurance. So I think that's going to be really helpful for us. And then tough game Friday, and then same thing with Saturday. We're just going to have to come out strong again and just, you know, see what's going on. We'll play the game Friday and then start thinking about Saturday once we get through Friday. Take it one game at a time.
Exactly. Well, we wish you nothing but the best. I'm glad you overcame your anger management issues and blocked the shot. So,
thank you.
Brittany, congratulations. Great job.
Brittany,
thanks.
Brittany Griswack with us. Next half hour, we'll talk fantasy football with Mike McGregor as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. It's our Friday football festival rolling on because tonight we've got high school football here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight it'll be Shamokin against Shikellamy, 7 o'clock. Kevin will be there along with the coach, Dick Hort. Looking forward to that. And our Friday football festival rolls on, not only looking at Penn State, Ohio State, but fantasy football. We'll talk about that in 1 second. First of all, on Friday, all brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Corey and the gang, what a great job they do. Let's talk about beverages. Wide variety of beverages. Did I mention beer? You need to stock up for the weekend. I mean, this is prime time. This is October. This is the World Series this weekend. This is college football this weekend. This is the NFL this weekend. And the NHL's in the regular season. We're just a mere 72 hours away from the start of the NBA season. And we have high school football tonight. I mean, this is just the best time of the year. And you need to stock up on snacks. You need to be able to sit down and have any snack you want anytime. They have it at Brewers Outlet. Pickle bar, incredible. And also fresh roasted peanuts. Hot, fresh roasted peanuts. So stock up for the weekend. It is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, I'm at the Chateau. Yes, indeed. The Chateau. Sunbury Motors Studio West, located here in beautiful State College. Sunbury Motors. You know what makes Sunbury Motors special? They have so many repeat customers. They'll tell you those repeat customers why. Because they're treated well. They're treated by a sales staff that knows who they are, what their needs happen to be, and also financially what fits for them. That's what a great sales staff does. And they have that at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street Auto Mall in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Don't forget, the 14s are on the lot, and the 14s are spectacular. Sunbury Motors. All right. This is our Friday Football Festival. As we roll on in a little bit, next hour we'll talk to Lauren Crispell, sideline reporter, works with Jack Hamm and me on the Penn State Sports Network. LC does a great job. And later in the hour, next hour, we'll have Corey Geiger from the Altoona Mirror, all talking about Penn State and Ohio State coming up tomorrow. Prime time, 8 o'clock. We're on beginning at 6:30. But fantasy football, right? People said to me, well, you know, you actually delve into fantasy football and you don't play. And I said, that's exactly right. Because the show is about you. Okay? The show is not about me. It's not about Kevin, even though, okay, between you and me, Kevin thinks it's about Kevin, but all right. But the show's about you. I mean, what your interests happen to be. So we're always trying to get guests on that you're interested in. And fantasy football is big. It's huge. I may not play, but the number of players across the landscape of the Valley, so many of them. And we have them on once a month. And that's our friend Mike McGregor from Fantasy Throwdown. Mike, welcome back. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
I think I asked you one time. We've had Mike on before. Mm-hmm. And I asked, how did a guy from Canada get involved in NFL fantasy football? So how? I'll re-ask the question. How did you?
I'm just a fan of the NFL. You know, we watch your the American stations up here. We watch a lot of football. I just never got into the CFL, Canadian Football League, that is, and just love the players playing in the NFL. I mean, the best football players in the world, of course. So from there, it stemmed into fantasy football. You know, before pre-internet, it was play fantasy games out of sports magazines, And it just kind of ballooned from there. But there's a lot of Canadians playing fantasy football, NFL.
I'm sure there are. And obviously, based on attendance and TV ratings, you aren't the only Canadian that feels that way about the CFL. Just kidding. That was an easy, cheap one. All right, give me a strategy. What's a strategy you employ week to week that's a helpful hint for anybody who's involved in a league?
Well, you got to look at the matchups, obviously. Who your players are playing against on against certain defenses, and you know one thing that I kind of look at is, you know, if you're looking, you're constantly looking at the waiver wire for guys who could fill in that third wide receiver spot or flex spot, like deeper parts of your starting lineup. But you got to get, you're trying to get as many points out of those as you can. You're relying on your stud players to come through for you, but it's those fourth, fifth guys on your roster or starting lineup who you're like, come on, give me a touchdown. Something I look at there is I tend to look at games where the defense has a really good shutdown corner. Okay, so they're playing against, they're going to cover the top wide receiver on the other team. Maybe opens up an opportunity for the second or third wide receiver on that offense to get more targets than they normally would. And we've seen huge games from third wide receivers this year. Terrence Williams in Dallas, Jeremy Curley for the Jets, although he's kind of a, you know, sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes three on that team. But there's a ton of examples. And, you know, if you can pick up a really good third wide receiver to fill that flex spot, then you're in great shape.
Is there anybody in your fantasy team from Jacksonville?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Not all year, not at the start of the year, and still not.
Who have you picked up on your waiver wire that's actually helped you in the, so far?
I got so many names floating through my head here. Playing too many leagues, clearly.
That's good.
That's good if you win them all.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
You know, I don't put a lot of stock in picking the defense start of the season in the draft time, and there's always a defense that comes up who's playing, you know, I think you pick them up originally because you're like, they got a good matchup this week, and the Chiefs defense has been amazing all year with all the sacks, turnovers, and they've just become an every-week starter.
Mike,
so, that's just this goes back to don't, you know, when you're drafting your team start of the year, don't draft a defense early. It doesn't matter how many points your league gives for defense. You're going to find a good one later. And often those early ones that are drafted are just will disappoint.
Mike, how about handling some of the injuries right now with Reggie Wayne going down for Indianapolis and Doug Martin hurt? Do you look for, if you have those guys, do you go and replace them with their backups immediately, or are you looking elsewhere?
Not always their back. You can't always count on the backups to be as good. Although in football, it does tend to work a lot better than in other sports like baseball. But you can't always rely on them, but you got to do have to realize that the value of some of those guys has shot way up. Mike James is the guy in Tampa Bay who, you know, will take over for looks to take over for Martin while he's out. I believe he's a rookie. Martin wasn't doing spectacular on his own, anyways. And Tampa Bay's such a mess. I'm not sure we can expect a lot from James, but you know, they'd be the first guys you'd look to, but they won't necessarily come through like you'd hope. T.Y. Hilton should have been on everyone's roster or someone's roster anyways for the Colts. So he's not available on waivers, I wouldn't think, in most leagues. His value shot way up. Now you kind of look at Darius Hayward Bay. I think he was maybe more available in some leagues. And you know, it's possible he'll do better, but not a great option. You kind of look around at other teams as well and see, you know, who's there. There have been so many injuries, though. You don't have to look for the guy, you know, to replace your guy who got injured. You know, there are options out there.
You try to predict statistically what happens during the course of the year. Who's racked up some points, say, for you that have been a nice surprise? And then conversely, who's hurt you that you thought would rack up some good numbers?
Well, I thought Tony Gonzalez would have a year very similar to last year.
Agreed.
And really a lot of the guys on the Falcons. Now, Gonzalez has picked it up lately. It seems like he was kind of rusty from the lack of training camp, and he's picked it up and stayed healthy. But obviously, Roddy White, Julio Jones was a huge blow with him getting injured. You know, in terms of, you know, a lot are injury related. Rob Gronkowski, a lot of people still invested heavily in him back in the draft, expecting him to come back earlier than he did. Now, as of last week, he looked back to his old self, which is great. Let's see. I'm going to grab some names here. Jordan Reed, tight end for Washington. He may still be available in a lot of leagues, and he has really picked it up lately. I think, one of the more interesting running back situations, Fred Jackson, C.J. Spiller.
Yeah. Right.
Has gone completely on his ear from what it should be, or what people expected. Not necessarily should be, I suppose. Fred's a great player,
right.
But C.J. Spiller was kind of, you know, one of the next great things at running back after last season, and Fred Jackson got hurt, didn't play a lot. Now it's Fred Jackson is getting most of the touches, and they're still sharing touches to a degree, but Fred Jackson is doing so much more with those touches than C.J. Spiller. That's a big surprise this year.
Okay.
What about Washington with Roy Helu getting three touchdowns last week and Alfred Morris running for almost 100 yards, but he's not getting the touchdowns?
Yeah, Alfred Morris, he is a guy who I was higher on than most people back in the preseason because people were quick to discount him. He's like, oh, Mike Shanahan makes good running backs. This guy was low drafted the year before, and people thought, oh, last year was a fluke. Well, I didn't think it was a fluke. I thought Alfred Morris is a really good running back, but he doesn't catch the ball, and Helu is a talented player. He's just had injuries in the past and never got that opportunity like Morris did last year. And now Washington's been bad. You know, let's call it like it is. They have not been impressive at all. And Helu stays on the field more to catch those passes. And he's had a chance to flash that talent. So, yeah, I think Morris owners are a bit frustrated in that he's getting carries, but he's not kind of punching it in there. And guys with Helu, they've been able to put him in starting lineup half the week as like a flex play, and he's done well.
Well, okay. How tough is the Adrian Peterson thing in terms of trying to gauge what he can and can't do, especially with that marvelous squad around him?
Yeah, did you guys watch the game on Monday? That was
It was excruciating.
Yes, and you know what? And that game did double digits in the ratings. It did double digits in the ratings, and it set the game back 15 years.
But I understand the ratings were better than the first game of the World Series.
Yes.
So there's that.
I mean, that just shows you the power of football.
Half people watching it were on Twitter, like it was like watching a train wreck.
Right.
You couldn't turn away. You just had to comment, and it was like a comedy. Peter, that was a rough game for Peterson. I don't know why they were throwing the ball so much. Now, we've since learned Peterson, he's got a bad hamstring a little bit. He's playing through it, but he doesn't seem like, you know, himself exactly. You know, if he's going to play and you got him, you got to start him. I think that's, you know, unless you have a really shallow league and you're totally set at running back with four or five guys from the, you know, that are great players, but that's pretty unlikely. If you got Peterson, you pretty much have to put him in and see what happens, but he's not, doesn't seem like himself right now. Hamstring is bothering him a little bit. You know, hopefully the Vikings can wake up and be like, hey, we can't throw the ball 50 times. We got this guy. We can't run him. Maybe they were limiting him a little bit because of injury, but, you know, that, hard to say what you get for him in trade right now. If you tried to trade him.
Exactly.
I don't know. Especially with the injury thing. I think people would be very cautious and not want to give a lot for him. So I think you hang tight at least for a couple weeks here, see if you can play this through this hamstring thing, and then, you know, turn it on like he did last year.
Right. For you, who are the tougher decisions in terms of play, not play?
when you have to sit down and split hairs, who do I play, who don't I play? What are some of those tougher decisions that you have to make?
Usually it's a wide receiver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Having trouble wide receiver, but a lot of it goes back to a specific player. Like Chris Johnson has been really frustrating for me in one league where I'm like, you know, I think he's going to be okay this year. I think he's going to be good. Kind of bounce back a little bit. He's a little undervalued in the draft, so maybe he's a good value. But man, I think the weeks he scored a touchdown, I got him on the bench, and the weeks he's done jack, I've got him in. He's just one of those guys where, you know, he seems to do okay with a bad match, or the matchup doesn't seem to matter for some reason. You know, apparently bad matchup against the 49ers last week. Scores a touchdown, has a decent game.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is sitting on my bench. So it's kind of like I just got to roll with him or find someone else and just bench him completely. But, of course, the team's not good enough to do that, so I should just roll with him. Wide receivers are tough, especially when you got, like, you get your top guy, maybe two top guys, but then you got a third or fourth wide receiver you have to start, and they're kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Kind of like, well, and because the guys get injured too. So you got guys who are injured who aren't playing, and you're kind of down to your scraps a little bit.
Right.
And you're sitting there like, well, do I put in Julian Edelman or do I put in Donnie Avery because he might do something? And then I've got Keenan Allen for the Chargers. Well, he's been good lately. Is he going to keep it up? So these are the kind of decisions that kind of roll through your mind. And, you know, you can check rankings online all over the place. Guys got opinions. A lot of times I find you know your own team better than some expert who's trying to analyze the entire league. You
know, I bet you do.
I'm just being totally honest here. Yeah. You got a better feel for your own players, because you kind of gone up and down a little bit. And then some generic rankings or some rankings you find online where they say this guy's going to be much better than this guy. You know, a lot of times those rankings, you know, 10 or 15 spots in the rankings different is not that significant in the projected point.
Right.
So sometimes you got to go with your gut.
Do you play fantasy anything else? Baseball, NASCAR, whatever?
I play baseball a little bit, but I just find it tough to keep up with the everyday thing.
What makes the football thing really cool to you above any other sport?
I just love the game a lot better.
Yeah.
I love watching football a lot better. And in terms of the fantasy part, I mean, the schedule works great. I'd be happy with less Thursday games, honestly, have the one day Sunday and then your Monday game. And I just love the strategy of the game. Honestly, I love the matchups, analyzing the matchups in football. And, you know, it just lends itself well to, for me, to analyze the players and pick the players and that type of thing and see if it's going to do well. Baseball, it's much more stats-based. You've right. really got to delve into the detail, or as I find with football, you can kind of use a more cerebral approach.
Right.
You got some stats and you got some gut. It's about equal.
Yeah, well, it ends up being like a sabermetrics approach on baseball, no question. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Sorry again that I think you have a completely wrong read on the Jacksonville situation. Just kidding.
Hey, his Bills are doing pretty good.
I feel pretty comfortable with the Jacksonville situation.
Yeah, the only people that don't feel comfortable with the Jacksonville situation live in North Florida. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Mike McGregor from Fantasy Throwdown. We'll have Mike on again next month to talk about how it's put together. And maybe give you a tip here or there. I mean, he plays in a lot of leagues. Plays in a lot of leagues. And he studies it, goes through it. It was interesting. He said, look, to him, fantasy football, and again, everything's a personal opinion, but fantasy football is better for him than fantasy baseball. probably length of the season, decisions you have to make on a week-by-week basis as opposed to baseball where it's a day-by-day thing. And there are a lot of you out there who love fantasy baseball. And we'll get a fantasy baseball expert on once a month next year, which will be a lot of fun. All right, next hour, Lauren Crispell, our sideline reporter for the Penn State Sports Network, is going to join us. And then in the final half hour, Corey Geiger from the Altoona Mirror. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend, time to stock up. News coming up at the top of the hour as we get you ready on our Football Friday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.